Welcome to Engagement Head. This is show number 10. I'm Sloppy Dave.
This is Editor in Chief.
What's your name?
Chris.
Dugan.
You may notice that we are using a new intro song. I figured we'd change it up. You heard it on show 2, hopefully. It's ECU's Tenderly. We just thought we'd go with it. So we're gonna run with that, and hope you enjoy it. I hope it you know, creates a new energy for the show, and you know, I really feel like Klingons are you know, a really great device to use in a podcast.
Oh yes.
Let's go ahead and get started with the campus confessions. We had a good healthy amount of campus confessions this past 2 weeks. First one. These are all from Thursday, February 2nd, 2006. I got caught making out by my girlfriend's parents at the movie theater last week. They were making out too.
You're kidding, right?
No, I'm dead serious. Dude, campus confessions are where it's at. This is gonna, like, make us money. Because stupid people go to ECU.
The next one, a very sensitive and sore subject. I pierced my penis on a dare, and now it's infected to a very disgusting, unhealthy degree.
Yep, just thought that would be shocking for the listeners. Not really funny. Now, do you think he did a Jacob's Ladder, or,
what's the straight one?
Yeah, I don't remember.
He probably did that one.
Yeah, probably. Jacob's Ladder takes time.
Yeah.
What's the one through the balls?
Prince Albert?
No, that's the one straight through. That's the one straight through. Well, we'll figure out what the one through the balls is.
If anybody listening knows.
Let us. If you have a picture of your balls or any part of your genitalia, even female genitalia pierced, let us see it. Thanks.
I accidentally had sex with my friend's girlfriend before we lived together. It was an accident because she is my new roommate's sister.
Oh!
Wow.
Correct.
Yeah, man, yeah!
Correct. Okay, here's a good one. It kind of goes along with the theme of gay guys. I'm a guy, and I have a crush on my roommate. He's a guy, too.
Wow, that was pretty straightforward. Next one, Chris, go ahead.
It's me, John.
Oh, my freaking jeez. My freaking jeez.
Sometimes I sing the happy birthday song to myself 2 times while I wash my hands just to be sure they are clean.
Yeah, I just thought that was really random. I don't sing a song when I wash my hands.
You just put soap on it, you know, just wash it.
Well, I make sure I get a good lather. I don't want to be like John Travolta in Pulp Fiction.
I think you just sing it.
With a bloody rag. So they make it look like a maxi pad, you know, that's what I'm trying to say.
I think he sings that so he has, like,
enough
time.
Yeah. Right. That's kind of like, you know, certain people do stuff with brushing teeth, you know, counting and stuff.
Yeah.
I've never done that either. All right, these are all going to be from Thursday, February 9th.
Oh, yeah, I do that. I count flicks.
All right, Thursday, February 9th. Yesterday, I was caught watching porn by my girlfriend's mom. What is up with you and people getting caught by your girlfriend's parents? You guys do all the wrong things in the wrong places.
All the right things in the wrong places. I like this one because I think I know who it is. I got married last year and my parents don't even know about it. How does that work, you ask? I don't know.
How can you get... What?
You can get married fairly simply.
But that... For a year and their parents don't know about it?
Dude.
Wow.
Why would you need to tell them? I don't really understand.
I don't know. Personally, I come from a family who I'd like to tell my parents.
Well, I tell my parents mostly everything, but, you know, I could also see how you could not tell them.
They don't know I forgot.
No, you don't tell them on purpose. There has to be a reason. There's a reason behind it.
Well, obviously.
We just don't know what it is.
Obviously,
you can't identify it.
Obviously, he doesn't want his parents to know. I mean, if you're a...
I hooked up with your boyfriend while you were away.
You jackass.
Because he was curious. If you know what I mean.
No. Read it again. Because... Read it again, Evan. Just read it again. Like, literally.
Like, out loud.
Yeah.
I hooked up with your boyfriend while you were away because he was curious.
It's another gay guy one. Dude. Are there any more? Is that...
one. There's one more.
You got it. Go ahead.
I seriously want to punch my best friend in the face.
Yeah. Chris? I've got a confession to make. And I know we didn't do the hat thing because no one emailed us about it. But you know that hat thing where we all write a confession, put it in the hat, we draw confessions? We're thinking about doing it. Like, I think it'd be hilarious.
Okay.
Anyway, I've been fairly angry with you recently. D and C major exists.
Well, okay, so
explain what you mean, because I think there's a miscommunication. Besides, that's not what I was mad about.
Sure, there is. So I suck at jazz because I'm a classical player.
You don't suck at jazz,
and I read music.
You don't suck at. Oh, I dropped my pencil.
And we were talking about learning changes because I suck at it, and we're playing on this piece, and Dave says it's in C. Just go in C. And C to me could mean C major,
right?
Where there is a D.
C minor, where there is a D.
C Dorian.
Yeah, but I would have told you if it was in a certain mode. That's what I don't get. It just makes sense.
Major is a mode.
Right. No, that's a minor, right?
Ionian.
But the thing is...
Did it just say C major on the chord change?
Yeah.
But there are, like, other ones.
Yeah. I don't know. I got mad at Chris, essentially, and made a fool of myself. So I apologize on the podcast to you, Chris.
Who's on the podcast?
For me being a jack.
Okay.
But I still want to punch you in the face. Emails! we only got one. It was back January 31st, back when I was a wee lad of 34. And Garrett B. wrote in. He's one of our fraternity brothers. He wrote... Actually, do you want to read it?
Sure. Garrett B. is actually my little brother. Actually.
Oh, word.
Yeah, I forgot. Hey, guys. Just wanted to let you know you fucking suck! Keep up the good work. Also, I just wanted to let you know that your poll this week does all tuba players a great service. Thanks, guys, for bringing out the dark side to the light. I know I don't know why I'm writing this. I might be high or just tired.
Thanks, Garrett B. So to Garrett B.
Thanks.
I would like to say, bringing out the dark side of Tar River probably consists of...
We already did it.
Dragging out all the dead bodies that Egyptians have thrown in to Tar River as sacrifices. We all know that Egyptians practice a certain ritual called Behanjgalajnjekis, and Behanjgalajnjekis is clearly when the Donkey Wang saved the village of Eskimalinnes. It's kind of like... What? Oh, Donkey Wang. A Donkey Wang saved the village of Eskimalinnes. Yeah! I don't even want to explain it. That's funny by itself to me and Chris. And Q and Deb. And Pablo. And...
Becca.
And... Hopefully God. I might get into heaven for that one.
Alright.
I'm hoping. next up, we got our call-ins. We got 5 call-ins. Next time, we're going to shoot for 6. So, shooting for 6.
Hi, this is for the engagement head post. Currently on my way to South Carolina, I just thought of both of you because I think you're so wonderful. Is it Duven? Duven, yes, Duven. I think that's lovely. Anyway, Ashley Ray said hey to, and that's all I have to say. Bye-bye.
thanks, Rochelle. As we mentioned on show 9, Rochelle's the one that ruined the game of catchphrase by screaming things like grapes, Harlem Globetrotters, Cracker Jack, Ocelot, and random other things. But I don't even think she's ever heard our show because she thinks there's 2 hosts. We clearly have
5.
Anywhere from 5. 2 to 5 at any given time. 5 hosts. That's not funny. But anyway, yeah, the girls, the SAI girls, they were driving to South Carolina, so her and Ashley called, I guess, when they were in the car on the way, because they had their province day in South Carolina, so thanks, Rochelle. Yeah. You'll probably never hear this, but anyway.
Anyway,
that was at February 3rd at 10:26 p.m. Next up, we got a call from February 4th at 12.06 a.m. So you know that's pretty late.
Yo, what's going on, peoples? Everybody listening to the show, this is Duvin. I'm just calling in. It's a Friday night. We just got finished with the jazz concert, and me and Dave went to go pick up wings for the whole crew. Me, Bethany, Dave, Karen, Catherine, and Karen's little sister. What's her name, Jennifer?
Yeah,
we're chilling at Karen's tonight, and we just picked up wings, and they're really fucking hot. Because, I just fucking burned my leg on that shit. But, yeah. Yeah, I just burned my hand on it, and it's really hot, but I really don't care right now, because I'm gonna eat well tonight, and there will be no alcohol involved tonight. I'm not drinking anything. We're just going to have a good, genuine good time. And Sunday may be a different story. Super Bowl Sunday, go see it. See you guys later. Peace out.
They were hot. They were very hot.
I should just leave that in.
Yeah. They were really hot.
No. You did it incorrectly. Wait until I release
Please
the clip.
Please try again.
Please.
It's okay, guys. It's okay. They were hot, but they were very good.
They were very good. That's the night that we went down to Tar River and pulled up a few dead bodies. And you broke my frisbee.
Sorry about that.
That's cool. I got another one.
Yeah, football as well.
Moving on, we got a call at February 4th, 5:55 p.m., the Devil's Hour, from Dubin's friend, Brandy.
Am I supposed to tell him my name?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, this is Brandy, and this is Taylor. Say, hey, Taylor. Hi. And we are standing outside right now in the parking lot. What parking lot is this? ECU's parking lot with Evan and Sloppy Dave. And we just wanted to let y'all know there's a big yellow school bus beside us. We're standing on the back of the car, and it is nice. And there's probably a game going on because we tried to get over there, and it was like purple permanent parking only and gold permanent parking only, and it really sucked. But other than that, I had a great day. I woke up about 12:30. No, it's like I'm kidding. 11:30. And I went downstairs and I ate some hot dogs.
Okay, and we're going to stop the call there because the rest of the, 10-15 minute call? No, it was 3 minutes.
12 minutes.
It was 12.
12 minutes.
No, it was 3 minutes and 21 seconds. But the rest of the call, she's talking about
nothing.
Nothing, essentially. And I thought she might say something interesting. But
Brandy, I love you to death, but
Gabber.
You blabble and gabble on about nothing.
And jabber.
And jabber. And blah, 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 blah.
Never gonna catch me. But anyway, thanks for the call, definitely. I mean, you know. So, Chris made an interesting call.
That is my reaction to episode number 8. Also, I have a request that we do a section on all the bullshit that people say behind my back that I apparently do not know about. And in the continued style of the host of Jeopardy, what is engagement head?
Once again, that is my reaction to episode 8.
And what were you doing?
That was sniffing water and typing.
You snuffed water while typing? Did you get sticky keys?
Oh, yeah.
No, wait. What were you sniffing? You were just going, is that all?
Yeah.
And then what was water? What you were shaking the bottle?
Yeah.
And then you typed?
Yeah.
So let me get this straight. You're sick of us. And so because of that, you're trying to drink lots of water to flush us out of your system. And then you're going to go on your blog and write a little bullshit statement about us.
Fucking right, doggy. I wouldn't do that.
Oh, that was horrible. I was going to throw my pencil at my screen and then decided, not a good idea.
That's expensive.
Yeah, that's expensive. Well, thanks for the call, Chris.
And we figured out what people say behind my back. They plot my sex life.
All right.
All right, next call was actually today. Well, technically yesterday now. Because it's late. It was February 12th, 2:10 p.m., and we made the call in the car.
Listeners of Engagement, hey, what's going on, Mr. Dubin? Whoa. Oh, 5-0, don't like him. Yeah, we pressed the top. Anyway, me, Dubin, Catherine, Quinn, and Karen. Dave, Flossy Dave, Dubin, Catherine, Quinn, and Karen on the way to Moorhead City. We have to perform. Some fool, and Kevin said some bullshit gig. We have absolutely no reason why we're doing this. We don't know, so there's no. Okay, well, anyway, Karen just said, we were talking about babies, and Karen said she would like to breed babies and sell them if you pay her good. I don't know why, but, okay, this is getting way too weird for me. Here's Floppy Dave.
Hey, this is Floppy Dave, and here's the deal, okay? We're passing a Ford company, and I just want to talk about Ford for a little while, because my dad had a Ford Taurus for a long time, and I ended up driving it or whatnot, you know, okay? Well, it blew up 2 days ago, all right? We had just sold it to this Pakistani family, and we got a call saying that, like, the engine exploded, and it caught on fire. And, hold on, here's Q. I don't know what to say. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Goddamn baby. So, yeah, we made that call in the car, you know, it was about the breeding of babies. And then selling them. Kind of immoral, I would say, in a way.
Well, not if you sold them to the Irish, because they eat babies.
Well, that's true, though, actually. Because you get enough salt and pepper and Creole seasoning, you can make anything taste good.
Hell yeah.
Why do you think goats eat cans? It's because they know how to season things well. Mm-hmm. Really, think about it. But, then I started talking about the Ford company and about the car that exploded on the one we just sold and whatnot. But yeah. I made all that bullshit up. So
sorry to the Pakistani family who didn't buy a Ford Taurus.
Actually, no, we did have a Pakistani family buy the Ford Taurus. We don't have it anymore because we got another Volvo.
Oh yeah, you don't.
Yeah, the blue one.
New one.
No. Oh, safety. Safety. Anyway. So, those are the calls. Let's go into our links of the week. Links of the week! Emphysema. Okay, so my link of the week, www.notprawn.com. Okay, what this is, their catchphrase is Harlem Globetrotters. No, it's, the hardest internet riddle available on the internet or something like that. The hardest riddle on the internet, I don't remember. Anyway, basically, I don't know how to explain it, but you go to the site, notprawn.com, and you try to solve each riddle to get to the next riddle, and they're just really hard and really rewarding, and I don't know. I mean, I've just had a lot of fun doing it. So that's my link of the week. I suggest pretty pictures.
My link of the week, if you haven't been to this website, you should go to hell.
Actually, I think you should be shot in the kneecap on a toilet.
Okay. But only if you're blind, dumb, and deaf.
That's a little uncalled for.
Personally, if you're a twit bitch, you should be shot in the foot on the Empire State Building. Or, excuse me,
Statue of Liberty. That's why no one's voted for you yet.
You know what? Shut up.
I will.
So anyway, www.ebombsworld.com. EBAUMSWORLD. This is the best site on the internet for anything.
That reminds me. Have you seen the video on E-Bombs World? It's pretty recent.
The guy eating his own shit?
No. The one where this guy passes a guy on the right, and then a helicopter is filming it, and his car flips, and he flies out of his car and gets hit by another car. And people are watching it all over the place, because, you know, as humans, we have a fascination with death to some extent. We have a fascination with the finality of morbidity and death.
Yeah,
and that's why, like, I think that's a big reason why people go to open caskets and funerals, because it gets you closer to death mentally. But anyway, I mean, go search for it. It's actually fairly interesting. No. I'll show it to you after this. Okay. It's the guy flies up in the air and hits the pavement, and then gets hit by a black car. Dies.
Wow. Okay. My website is actually a website that Chris introduced me to. It's www.3hobbits.com, the number 3hobbits.com. Pretty much it's a good site to play games and waste time.
If you guys do you remember David the Gnome? He wasn't a hobbit, he was a gnome, of course. Do you remember the introduction, like the opening, you know, the credits or whatever, right?
Dave
the Gnome, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
You never seen it? Oh man, classic. You know when they go over the bridge and he's under the bridge and it flips and I always thought that was amazing when I was a kid. And they ride bunny rabbits and stuff.
Okay, yeah. anyway, it's just a good site to play some.
You never seen Dave the Gnome?
No.
David the Gnome. It's a cartoon.
I've seen the cartoon, but I have no clue about the credits. I don't know what you're. I don't remember.
I don't know. It's just stuck with me for my whole life.
What channel did this come
on? Kids Channel when we were younger.
Disney Channel?
No, no. It was like PBS or something.
Oh, I never watched that PBS.
Dude, PBS was off the hook.
The only thing I watch on PBS is Bob Ross.
You watch Bob Ross?
Yeah. I don't know. I have.
How'd
some...
you miss all the good shows? Now, did you ever see Eureka's Castle?
Yeah.
Wasn't that on PBS? Oh, it was Nickelodeon. Right.
Yeah, the show that makes you dumber. Or the.
Network. You must have watched a lot then, huh?
Hell yeah.
All right, well, Evan's getting tired, so our next section is the...
Well, actually, before that, I wanted to get into our work situation.
Yeah, I guess we could talk about that.
It's really depressing. We have this one lady's yard that we can never figure out how to do her fucking yard.
Well, she's really picky, though. You're talking about Redhead, right?
Yeah.
Fucking bitch.
Ugh! Like, we have two ways we can do this. We can use the huge, big-ass, energy-wasting 64. Or we can do it my way with two 32s.
I'm partial to the 64.
Yes, I know you are partial.
Primarily because you finish quicker. But you're right, it does waste energy, but you do finish quicker. You get more done, because it's bigger, you get more done quicker.
No, you finish quicker. I have to go back after you with the small 32s because you can't get in tight with the 64.
Well, you know what?
What?
Some people have to dig graves, okay? And if that's one of you, I mean, if that's who you are, you know, dig a grave. Steal some jewelry. Give it back to me later.
Okay, what about when I have to sharpen your 64?
You never sharpened my... Did you really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you wouldn't do it.
No, dude, I have definitely sharpened my 64.
Bullshit.
Plenty of times.
Bullshit.
Plenty of times.
Oh, did you not forget the Hot Blondes yard? You cut the whole thing, and then I had to go back after you because you didn't sharpen the fucking blade. Anyway...
Well, she's dead now, so you can go bury her.
Before we get too pissed off about this, let's move on.
Frapper map update. We got 4 more people on our Frapper map. Pretty good. Pass around the list. Allison L. says, hi, guys and gals.
Also, Regis, who happens to be Doug from the Strange Brews / Employment Line, says, OASAASLLS. If you're not Find Mu Alpha, I don't give a fuck if you know what that means.
Well, you shouldn't know what that means.
Also, keep up the great work, guys.
Thanks, Reach. Thanks, Doug. Thanks, Reach. Thanks, Doug.
Creamy Steve.
And Reach.
Also known as Kevin from Strange Brew. These guys are the sloppiest bunch of vagina-flavored popsicles I've ever listened to, and I love it. Thanks, man. Great.
Dude, we love you too, Kev.
To the guys from the Strange Brew.
No, hold on. We'll just do everyone at once. We got one more person. Patrick B. We go to school with him. Thanks, Patrick B.
Who's Patrick B?
Patrick B. Russian-looking guy.
Thanks, Pat.
Cowbone.
What's up, dude?
Oh.
Yeah.
Future Pledge.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, to the Frapper Map guys.
Thanks. Oh, sorry. Did I, like, ruin it?
I wasn't ready!
Okay.
Nugget, thanks.
Nugget, it's like nuggets. to the Frapper Map guys.
Thanks. We gotta rehearse this shit before you do that, Dave.
I'm sorry, guys. I don't.
Are we done? Oh,
we're done.
Okay. I have one thing that I was thinking about, and this is like a Dave comment because I've been thinking about it for the past 2 days. You remember the purple thing? The purple, you know, like the McDonald's, they had all their mascots, like they had like Hamburglar. And you know, Ronald
right,
McDonald.
Right.
The big purple thing?
Right.
What is he?
We were talking about
it. It's a pom pom.
I don't know. A pom pom?
Yeah, because there's like 4 of them. There's a.
There's the bird.
Bird girl. You're talking about the purple.
There's like the bird girl. There's Ronald McDonald. Then there's that birdie girl. And then there's Hamburglar. And then there's a big fat purple thing. What is he? What relation to McDonald's does he have? Is he just a thing?
Is he a vagina flavored?
Maybe he's a lipid.
He might be. No! That's what Catherine keeps saying, a purple lipid.
Oh, yeah, she did say that. Now I feel dirty. We appreciate you listening to our show. If you want to visit our webpage, you can go to www.t5ptm.com.
I'm so fucking tired.
Me too.
I was there looking at my shit like, oh,
what
the fuck?
Okay, well, listen.
Oh my god.
Listen.
That's so horrible.
Top 5 places to masturbate.
Oh.
Deck hair. I wonder if that's a site. We should check it out.
I don't know, but keep going and reading. Go ahead.
Reading. I'm impressed.
Go ahead.
All right, if you want to visit us at our website, you can go to
engagementhead.blogspot.com. Also, you can email us at engagementhead@gmail.com.
Well, I have to, like, change it up. I get bored. Alright.
Okay, does that pretty much wrap up the show?
Yeah, I mean, if it was a condom, you know.
So, that guys, that pretty much wraps up the show?
It would be in the parking lot at Hardee's.
Oh, God, that was disgusting.
Leaving the parking lot of Hardee's today, we saw one wrapper, one condom wrapper, and two condoms. What the
pretty
fuck?
Pretty nasty. Dankly done, fellas. Dankly done.
Dankly done.
Peace out.
I'm done, son. Done.
Iodized salt. I'm Sloppy Dave. I'll see you guys later.
Doot doot. Doot doot.